first episode of, well, technically not.
This first episode of 2020, well, no, it is, because
we did on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Is when we uploaded.
So this is the first episode of 2022. This is our first filming of 2022.
You're right.
Yeah.
We pre-filmed like the last literal like four episodes.
Yeah.
So we had a whole month off. We just read some ads right now for the first time. And we were like, how do I do this again?
We forgot how to do our job.
I forgot how to do the pod. Fully
forgot.
Can't forget the F-O-O-L for everything.
For everything.
I can't believe we're already in the new year though. Like, I'm actually like kind of shocked.
It feels crazy that it's 2022 already.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even feel real. I feel like this whole year like flew by, but also was slow at the same time.
That's how 2020 felt too.
Yes.
Kind of felt the same.
And I'm like, can it please like be amazing? 2022 is going to be amazing.
I will say also like looking back, like quarantine was so good for me because it gave me time to think and to think about what I want to do, what I want to do differently, like
to take a step back.
Yeah, like it was my step back, and I saw so much when I took my step back. So I was like, wow. And I'm like, I don't know that I ever would have realized these things as quickly as I did and figured everything out if it wasn't for quarantine.
I completely agree. And I feel like a lot of people like broke up during quarantine too.
That's good.
It's like, one of those things.
It's not meant to be then.
Right, exactly. And
figure
I think
it out
like,
sooner.
Exactly. And I think that's what it was. Like people almost like were faced with situations like right then and there rather than having to prolong things later on in the future. And it's like, oh shit, like we're here. Are we going to deal with this or not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot of problem solving happening.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But let's go ahead and start off the podcast like we do every single week with how was your week?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
How was your week?
Wait, should I start first?
You start.
Okay, I'll start first. Because I want to tell about a crush.
Ooh.
A gym crush. Okay, so listen. It's not even like, honestly, it's not even a crush anymore, but I want to tell you the gym experience.
I would love to hear.
Okay. So there was one, like, I always like saw this dude at the gym and he's like fine as hell, super muscular, just like really, really just a cute guy. And he was working out next to me and I noticed he had a tattoo on his leg from an anime that I watch that I like literally
conversation
love.
And I'm like, starter.
That's like one of my favorite animes. And so I go up to him, I'm like, I like your tattoo. So I like started the conversation, which is crazy, I think, because I don't do this kind of stuff. So I was like, oh, I love your tattoo. And he's like, oh, thanks. I appreciate that. This is like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And so I would just randomly kind of see him back and forth. Like one time, like I've seen him, he like waved at me. Cute. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, nice to see you. And then we just kept it moving. But then one time we were like at the sinks together, like in the locker room. And so I was like, washing my hands. He's washing his hands. And he looks over at me. He's like, what's your name? And so we like finally like started like a conversation, got to know him a little bit more. So cute, so sweet, just like a really cool dude. So then he worked at the gym. Oh. That's why I was like, so that's why I see you all the time, okay. Dude, because you freaking work here. And it just reminds me of like front desk guy in a little bit.
Does he not wear a uniform?
No. No one at the gym like wears like a uniform. Like everyone like has like chill clothes or whatever. Okay. And it just reminded me so much of like the front desk guy, like when I used to like him back in the day. But he works like at the gym. And so I was like chatting with him and we were talking and I was like, yeah, I wanted to ask how old he was without asking how old are you, you know, without like being so obvious. So I was like saying something about like partying and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not 21 anymore.
You're like, you know what's the music I like to listen to? The Ying Yang Twins.
That's so smart.
And if he's like,
Who's that?
Then you're like, okay, I'm good.
I'm fucked.
We're rolling. Let's roll.
I'm totally going to use that next, like music wise. But I was just like, yeah, you know, I don't go out every single week because I'm not 21 anymore. And I look at him like this to kind of be like, for him to say, oh yeah, me neither. And so he's like, oh no, same. I'm not 21 anymore. I was like, oh cool. How old are you? Like, you know, like
he's
to start
like 17.
I'm 22.
Oh, no.
I literally was like.
So you go out every weekend, dude.
But like, not only that, but like I'm 30.
Yeah,
he's 22 and like it never even happened, like we never were gonna like I mean, who knows, we could have dated, but like now I feel like almost like weird about it because I feel like the age difference is so big. Mm-hmm. I was like struggling with dating 24.
Yeah,
so I can't imagine dating 22.
Yeah,
like it's just so young. I feel like we're in different spots.
It's young.
A little young for me.
Yeah, it's a little young.
So should I pursue it?
Yeah, why not?
No, I can't.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like it's because it is too young. I feel like it's like a little
whatever,
too.
Whatever, you can have fun anyway.
That's true. It's more so like fun, but I don't know. I feel like I'll get attached too quick and I'll be sad.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, but I don't know. Yeah, I thought I just would like catch you guys up on that too because I was
really sad. We love to hear the gym crushes.
The gym crushes because like they happen often.
Yeah.
And I was just really, really impressed with the fact that like I talked to someone.
I'm impressed.
I talked to him. Like I did it.
Yeah, you came to him.
I came to him.
I think that's so cool.
Thank you, Laura. Because honestly, I'm trying to be more brave.
That's good.
Yeah.
New year.
New year.
New you.
New year, new me. I'm going to be more brave. I'm like talking to like 12 guys on Hinge.
Thank you. I've encouraged ignored this like behavior half of a,
for years.
For years.
For years. And the thing is for me, I'm the type of bitch who will go and I go like this, like in spurts with dating. Like I'll be like talking to like 5 guys at once and then I'll talk to like literally no one for a month and then I'll talk to like a couple guys again and I'll be to no one. And I never really like talk about it ever because it's like if things like don't pan out, like where it's like a good enough, like I feel the vibe is good enough, I'm like not gonna bring it up.
Yeah.
It's like, well then I'm just gonna be disappointed when anyone asks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, no, I never really talk about like when I'm talking to someone unless it's like something. Like even like
getting
the last guy
there,
I talked to.
Like getting there.
We had been on like 3-4 dates and I was like, oh Laura, like
yeah,
I'm talking to someone for real.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. So yeah, I just feel like I'm being a little braver.
I like it. New
Thank
year.
Thank you, new year.
But even though like not dating, you should still like do things that could lead you to meeting someone.
Absolutely.
Outside of actively, because I know a lot of the dating's online now, but actively looking to date, like
yeah,
the more you do, the more like consistently you'll find people and you'll meet people that way.
That's also like why I like even go to the gym I go to, because there's a lot of people, gay people, it's like right. Half gay, half straight. Mm-hmm. And it's like having a lot of like gay people around, it's kind of nice to just feel like, okay, cool. Like I can potentially talk to someone or, you know, like spark a conversation. And I'm not going to the gym for that specifically, but it's nice to know that it's there and that it's possible.
Yeah.
There's a possibility to it, you mm-hmm. know? And so I'm trying to be more and put myself in those situations where I can actually like make moves and like do things. And like last time I went out, I got hit on 3 times.
And did you pursue any of it?
No, because they weren't cute. But I was still hit on and I thought that was very cool. I know, but they just like, they weren't, I think I have high standards.
Yeah, you definitely do.
You know, so there's that. But I think that for me, it's like, if I'm not like immediately like felt like some type of baby spark, like a little bit, mm-hmm. I tend to not really be interested in pursue anything.
Yeah.
Like, so, like some interest.
You're really picky though.
The 3 of them, no, I wasn't attracted to any of them. Physically.
I cannot with them, y'all. I cannot
really
with them.
Can't. Like she literally
I
is
can't.
Like, Manuel. Manuel. She'll say Manuel.
Manuel.
My full fucking name.
I do.
But I am going to try more. Yes. I'm making it a point. 2022. I'm not just going to get laid. I'm going to date.
That's right.
You know, like it's not just about that.
Yeah, I would be very excited for you to experience a boyfriend.
I know yeah. You would. I've dated guys though, but not the same.
Yeah.
As like having a boyfriend
and being like really committed in a relationship. See, you look at it like that. That's why you don't have a boyfriend.
And maybe that's why. I just need to change my mindset about
you
it.
You do. You need to change your mindset on like having an actual relationship. With
maybe I'm just scared of the idea of like falling for someone and then breaking my heart.
Well, that's just
which
part
is
of
scary,
life.
But that's part of life. Yeah, that's I need to be able to life. Do that.
Yeah,
I need to be able to experience it, or need at least like
that's how you grow. To. Though that's yeah, how you grow is through heartbreaks and things like that. And I think they're so important for everyone to go through in life because it changes how you view everything and like how you handle things.
Yeah,
and it will mature you and like I don't know, it just changes you for the rest of your life. So that's why I'm always like it's important to. Not worry about that so much. And it's important. It's just as important to experience some heartbreak.
I experienced a heartbreak when I was in my younger 20s. Like heartbreaks.
Yeah.
Multiple S's.
Yeah.
Because I think I fell for people
so much
faster.
But like, have you ever been madly in love with someone and break up?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that kind of heartbreak is different.
That hits different.
It hits different.
I feel like I have been like infatuated and like really into like talking to someone and like talking to them, dating them, not really fully committed, but like I was like, I loved them. Like I wanted to
be more. Well, you loved them as a person, but you weren't in love with them.
Yeah. Or some of them I was.
Have been in love with men before.
Yes.
Okay.
In my early 20s.
Okay.
When I was talking to them, I was dating them, but like I ended up getting my heart broken and I would like cry in the shower, like in a fetal position, like fucking.
Okay.
And I wonder, do you think that's like stunted me?
No. Everybody's gone through stuff like that.
Okay, cool. I was like, I feel like maybe it makes my walls a little bit higher than usual, but
no,
I'm trying to bring
it down.
No. You
don't
think?
Like once you break up with an actual boyfriend that you've been dating for years.
That would be different.
That's probably going to be a different experience
for okay.
you. Uh-huh. I would
so
assume it's
going
to be a real eye-opener for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which it'll is good.
It's good. Honestly, it's like
I always
things
encourage,
that, like, you have to
like, quote unquote, it's not necessarily a failure. It's actually a success. But I always am like.
Failure forward.
Failure is almost more important than successes. It really is. Mm-hmm. Because you don't change so much to successes. But with failures, you
learn the most.
You like grow as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So they're so important. But.
You're right.
It's true.
I'm going to experience things more. I swear to God.
You will. This is your year.
This is my year. I'm not just going to trim my booty hole for nothing.
30, flirty, and thriving.
Yes. Exactly. So how was your week?
My week was good. I went to Cabo on a friend's trip last week or some of this week because I didn't get home till Sunday. And I had a great time. I celebrated New Year's Eve there. I had never been out of the country for, not that that's far out of the country. Mm-hmm. It's like an hour and 50 minute flight.
Thank God.
But yeah, I know, like, right?
Thank God.
So easy. But I've never experienced New Year's Eve outside of the country. Yeah. It was my first time, so it was so much fun. I went with 12 other people, technically 11 other people. No, 10 other people because me and Ty made it, a group of 12.
Okay, uh-huh.
Of friends that we love so much. And we went and we had a great time. We went out, we let loose, we ate a lot of good food, had good drinks, danced together, celebrated together, chilled together, laughed together.
Love it.
Zero drama.
Love it.
I've been on friends trips with this group before and it's really crazy how that many people can go and have no drama.
It's insane.
It's like
it could just be so chill.
Everyone's so nice to each other.
Honestly, that's like so hard to find.
It is.
So hard to find.
It is.
So you have to like you hold on to those people.
Yeah, absolutely. They're amazing people. And yeah, we just had the best time and got a lot of cute content, made a lot of cute TikToks.
No, they were like the one you made, dude. The one like the walking one, like the voiceover one. That I looked at it and I was like, that took some fucking time.
We made that one like on the last night. Everybody was dressed up because we went and ate an Italian dinner.
Yes.
And after, I was like, guys, I want to film my TikTok. And I showed it to Sierra. And she was like, I will direct this. She took my phone.
Oh, my God. I love
She's like, you're in this part. Come here. And she'd be like, cut.
You're going to walk.
Yeah. She's like, you're going to walk. You're going to step in. Like, she had us all Icon. Lined up. And Ty was holding the light for us. So it was really cute.
That's so cute.
Yeah. She, like, pinned us all together. And honey, it was work.
Baby,
that was a long one.
I knew as soon when I watched it, I was like,
"Knew the amount of cuts."
I called her like, "Baby, this work. I know y'all put in time,
honey,
and it is,
that
I
was
appreciate
work.
It. That's work,
but it was
it's
so
not
much
easy.
Fun. Oh no,
it's not easy.
But I'm like, when am I gonna have the girl gang like
totally
this? A gang of
a gaggle.
Girls, the gaggle,
a gaggle of girls,
the gaggle girls yes. together. Like, what an iconic moment to film this. all my girls I love. So we did it, and yeah, we had a really good time. Good times.
But
we have something to address.
We need to talk about something. You know, let me go crisscross for this.
Situate myself because I have things
He's
to say.
He's getting serious. Mary's about to go off.
I have things to say. Okay, so.
Midway through the trip, I text Manny and I go, okay, I have an issue need to bring to you.
Yes.
Manny, look at the comments. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
People will not stop saying, where's Manny? Where's Manny? Manny, you're mad. Manny, you're jealous you're not there. You should have included Manny. I'm waiting on Manny to show up. Where's Manny? And like, here's the thing. I think a lot of people are doing it being cute and funny.
They started it like that.
I think they started. I think it started that way. I think it starts that way
too. It starts that way.
Because I see like some laughing face comments. Cute ones. Yes. I see those. And I think that's fun because the thing is, anytime I've gone on trips without Manny or hung out with people outside of Manny, I've always gotten a little bit of that.
Same.
But it's always funny.
It's always funny.
But it's funny. People are jokey. Mm-hmm. And I think it's funny because I'm like, his little bitch ass is at the house.
Yeah. We'll talk about it after. I commented on one of her things. But anyway.
Yeah. But yeah.
So he texts me. So Laura texts me.
So I text him and I'm like, dude, it's gotten out of control. Like, I can't make a post without deleting at least like 10 to 15 comments saying, comments about you.
About me being mad that I'm that
multiple
she's gonna be there.
DMs.
That I'm not there.
That, yeah. Multiple DMs, commenting on my friends' posts that post with me that they can't post with me, that you're my best friend, stop posting with me. Like, all of that is just ludicrous.
You guys, it's gotten to the point like where I'm like, so when Laura brought this to me, because I was like, because you know, we get those comments like here and there sometimes, but they're just jokes.
They're funny.
Whatever. But as soon as it gets to the point where it's like, Manny's gonna be so fucking mad at you, like the fact that you're hanging out without Manny, da da da. And like, because my name's in it, I get pissed off, right? Mm-hmm. I get annoyed, I get mad. And like knowing that they were rude to some of your friends too, like in DMs, like they were rude to some of the girls.
The craziest
there.
Part of that was they didn't even follow me.
I didn't even fucking follow you.
So I'm like, that's your fans, but they're not even a fan of me. So why are you out here? Why do you care? Why do you care? Why do you care who I hang out with then?
So I like immediately was like on the, like pissed. Cause I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, why would people be saying that? And the thing is, like, I understand that we've had this like amazing friendship for years and years
online
and years.
Too. Online. And so
like,
public.
I get it. And like, we have the podcast now and like we have a lot of things integrated with our lives, you know, but the thing is Laura is not only allowed to have other friends, I encourage it so heavily.
He does.
We literally talked about in the last episode how excited I was for her for the entire year building new friendships with other people and how I'm genuinely happy about it, because if you're a good ass down ass friend, you're gonna encourage your friends to grow and be better and want the best for them as well. So when I see comments trying to gatekeep our friendship, or me gatekeeping, or Laura like about us gatekeeping our friendship, that's not at all what it is. And it makes me annoyed because it's like, I dead ass was scared that your friends were gonna fucking hate me.
Never.
At this trip, because I'm like, never. I'm so sorry that people are commenting this on their comments, on their posts, on their things, like, because I don't think these things. Yeah. People are thinking it for me and they're saying it, but
they're
I don't
painting
think
a narrative that's not true. They're painting a narrative
that's not true. And you're making issues happen in a friendship that doesn't have issues.
Yeah.
That's the gag. It's
y'all are
like,
making
what?
Our friendship seem, I don't wanna say y'all, cause it's people,
not everyone, obviously.
The people that do it make our friendship seem toxic.
Or they're trying to make it toxic.
They're trying to make it toxic. Like, they've done that to me in the past.
No, and the thing is, we've been in real toxic friendships before, like dead ass. We've been in them hardcore, and we're never going back to toxic friendships. So for us to even be like, being like, man, he's gonna be so upset. He's gonna be jealous. He's gonna be so mad. I'm like, don't put those feelings on me. Like, yeah. You're putting feelings on me that I'm not having.
Yeah.
Like, I'm genuinely happy for Laura and her success and her friendships. And like, the people that she's with, I like them too.
Oh, of course.
Like,
if,
like what? Like, I've hung out with them as well. So mm-hmm. like, for you to say that is just like, not cool. Like, I just think it's really, really inappropriate and I don't like it.
I think it needs to just, it used to be all fun and games and now it's like another level and I think it has to chill out a bit.
Absolutely. Part of me, so I'm honestly like, I'm not making any more like jealous bestie TikToks.
By the way, yeah, Manny and I have made funny best friend TikToks. Because Manny's made viral. Ones like, ha ha ha.
Yes.
I'm the jealous friend. That is a joke.
And it's viral on the platform. Trend. It's a trend.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's funny, but I think some people, I don't know. I was like, do people think you're serious? Like, why are they commenting this? Do they think you're like attacking me and telling me I can't have friends?
No,
like,
I honestly think that some people might have taken it too far. And I think a lot of people take it too seriously. And the thing is, like, the reason I'm even doing them is because they're trending on TikTok. They're funny. They help you grow. They get shared a lot because every like friend has a little bit of like, is that friend better than me? Like, yeah. You know, everyone has that little thing, but it's never to the point, like at least with us, like to the point where I'm like, you can't hang out with them.
Right.
I would never say that. I encourage it.
Back in 2020, whenever I was like, okay, my goal in 2020 was to meet more people, hang out with more people. Manny encouraged it all the way. And I met a ton of people, hung out with a lot of new people, made a lot of new friends. And I've continued on those relationships through, I'm sorry, in 2021.
Yeah,
I got my years confused.
So did I. I thought 2020 as well.
Yeah.
I was like,
we're missing a year
in
there.
That was a different, that was literally my
goal last year. And I plan to continue to pursue that in 2020. And Manny's done nothing but encouraged it. But from what I see online, it just makes him seem like he doesn't allow me to have friends. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
It literally like, and also that the thing is even too like, as a person, what's helped me a lot to even like have, because okay, you guys already know, like I have this like Peter Pan syndrome where I feel like I'm like stuck in life, right? Sometimes I have like this moment, but what's helped me a lot is to realize like this saying, I don't know if I came up with it or I read it or something, is always that I can't be everything for everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think that doing like knowing that mm-hmm. helps me so much, yeah. like as a human being, because I feel like I know I can't be everything for one person.
Right.
You know, I can be great and I can be amazing and I could be in someone's life and like do the best that I can, but I'm not going to fulfill every single thing that that person needs mm-hmm. or that that person might want. Mm-hmm. For example, Laura having friends with the girls and them having husbands that are friends, and like I don't have that same experience. Like
right. it's a different experience.
It's a different experience. It's a different like life thing. So instead of me being a weird bitch and being mad at you for having that, I encourage it because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, I can't provide that for you. Mm-hmm. So I hope that you have that in some facet of your life.
Right.
And that's what I want for you. Right. I want that for every friend I have. I want them to like have the most well-rounded life that they possibly can and be happy with it.
Right. And you know same what I mean? For you.
And thank you. No, I appreciate that. And it's like,
I told Manny whenever he goes on his trip, I was like, I hope your ass gets attacked.
Oh, literally.
Everyone's literally, like, where's Laura?
Where the fuck is Laura? And you guys, I've gotten comments like that, but they haven't been rude. The ones that Laura's getting were being rude and they were being nasty and they were being like weird about it. And I was like, it's got to the point where it's like every single post, multiple things. It was getting strange.
They were going on posts that were just me and Ty. And they were saying, where's Manny? I'm like, what the fuck? I have a marriage, guys. No, I'm married.
Listen, we're not saying we don't appreciate the funny ones like that are just like Manny, the professional third.
That's like funny joke. Funny.
But like when it takes it to another level, it's fucking annoying.
It is. And you know, I'll be honest, you guys can go look and be like, I don't see any comments. And that's because I deleted every single one of them. Yeah. I was like, no, you're not taking over my post and making it seem like my friendship with you is psychotic.
It's super strange. I even showed Laura a text today. I was like, I did a TikTok with another friend that was like, oh, with two best friends, they might kiss. And I sent her, and it was like, one of the top comments was like, oh, best friend, where's Laura Lee?
I was the one that liked that. I should have been like, yeah, attack him.
Yeah, get him.
Attack me.
But it's like, those are just like, okay, it's like, it's funny to an extent.
It is funny to an extent. And I think that
people tend to take things too far.
This trip, it was just taken too far.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we don't want that. So basically, at the end of the day, reason why we're talking about this is because we don't want that to happen. We want like the best for one another.
Comment something else.
Anything else.
Comment anything else.
Literally comment anything fucking else, then comment
Tell me how your day is.
Yes. It's just strange and it's not actually how I feel. It's not how Laura feels.
We just don't want some toxic narrative painted about our friendship.
No, we don't. We don't want that. And like, at the end of the day, that's what it is. Like, that's kind of what I wanted to say is like, I don't want people to be commenting your things saying like Manny's gonna be mad when you have no idea how I'm gonna feel about a situation. And yeah, I've made funny TikToks about it, but again, that's a trend, that's a joke. They do well, they get shared. So that's why I do them. I'm not doing it because I actually genuinely hate Laura's other friendships. I like her other friends.
He does, I promise.
Like I genuinely do. I've had moments with them, I've had moments with Laura. We've all like hung out, you know? So I don't want people to think that I'm over here like,
but I also don't want to feel attacked anytime I have other friends either. So please.
Exactly.
Please.
And also me. I don't want to be attacked either.
I want him to. I'm just kidding.
Laura just experienced it.
I just experienced it. So now I'm like, you need some payback here. I'm just kidding, guys. Seriously, don't comment that stuff. Because
it's annoying.
You may see your comment, but whenever there's like 10 or 20 others, it's like, okay.
It starts to get like
a little weird.
What was getting me upset is when they were like trying to put on other people's posts.
And they were like calling you mad and jealous and angry.
That I was mad, and then telling people that Manny's going to be mad at you for posting with Laura.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be putting no fucking words in my mouth when it comes to that.
See, that's why I'm like, this is getting hairy.
Like, it's weird. But I'm glad they texted me about it because it's something that's just like strange and like it's such an awkward thing to even talk about because it's like, how do we say
love you guys, but that part's weird.
But like, that's weird.
That's getting weird.
We appreciate you guys, but that's weird. We appreciate
it, but it is strange.
So that's kind of where we were with that topic. We just want to
clear the air.
We want to clear the air. We want to keep it light and airy and fun. And that's what our friendship is. And it's been like that for so, and deep, of course, at times.
Yeah.
But like, we've been friends for so long that like, I don't like the idea of people painting like false narratives and false toxicity on our friendships when we don't have any.
And now we have a podcast and we get to talk about things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's actually kind of really nice.
Though. Yeah, it's really nice.
We should definitely clickbait this title.
Oh, yeah. Our friendship is toxic.
Yeah, I like that one. Or like, are we going to stop being friends? Oh, you heard it here first. But yeah, we just want to talk about it.
Let's take a break.
And just take a break.
We're going to take a break right now, and then we'll be right back after this.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. I'm a cat mama.
Yes. And
we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
We're back in the browser field. Hey, do the handshake, yeah.
I can't do hands at all. It's just fun to pretend.
Ty said do this.
Yes.
Do the helicopter. Do it. Yeah. If I ever bring you to a club, I expect that behavior the entire
Laura,
time.
You know, I'm going to be a disaster.
Manny said he wants me to take 5 shots the next time we hang out.
Next time I'm at Laura's house, I want Laura and Tyler both. I want Tyler to take 7.
Because the thing is,
I want Laura to take 5.
I don't act up until I'm on vacation, do I?
No, for sure. But the thing is, ever. Who? I mean,
you can take me to. Actually, the last time we went to the benefit dinner, I was dancing with the belly.
Laura,
there
wait.
Was a belly dancer.
You're right. Laura got up with the girls. Laura did get up with the girl. That was so fucking funny.
I didn't
funny.
Know any of those girls.
No, of course not. But you were dancing with the girl. I recorded. I was like, bitch, you better fucking work.
And then I fell.
And you fell. Yeah. Well, you almost
but
fell.
That like, always happens to but it's me like, every time.
Honestly, it was really funny though.
Yeah.
Like, I love you. Like, because the thing is, that's all I feel like sometimes with like alcohol or like whatever thing of your choice, like you just get a little more loosey goosey. You just get like chill and
I like
fun
to act up on vacation.
As you should. That's what vacations are for.
And then I'm like back to work when I'm home.
Absolutely. You're just like boom, boom, boom.
But yeah, that is what vacations are for.
I was just telling Laura that the last, so when I went to Tulum recently with Daniel and some of Daniel's friends who are now my friends as well, I didn't get no hate comments. Let me just say that. This is awesome.
See,
hate
this
to Laura.
Is why I'm baffled.
I didn't get any hate comments. I got DMs, but I didn't get hate comments. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple. I got like 5 max.
Yeah, my stuff was
she got
a mess.
Like every single post.
Yeah.
So that's what we're kind of like, no, this is weird. But so I went to Tulum and I was like by the pool and I drank like 5 virgin pina coladas.
They were virgin people. They were virgin.
I don't drink. But amount of like fucking, I would never do that.
That is Manny's acting up on vacation.
That's me acting up.
And we have to respect that.
That's me. So you guys, that is me. Okay, seriously.
He drinks 5 virgin pina coladas. I took 5 shots.
Yes. But see, that's for me, like doing like 5 drinks back to back, like with that much sugar in it. That's wild.
Wow, sugar overload.
Yeah, I had a sugar overload. I was going crazy. Mind you, of course, like we still went to the club and had fun. But like, I would never do 5 pina coladas back to back at my house by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I would never do that.
That would be weird.
I just think it's funny that that's like my, weird. Like, wild.
I know.
I'm like, I did 5
I'm
virgin
like,
pina coladas.
Yeah. Crazy.
But I'm also like a very, so whenever I'm out with people, I tend to be like a little energy sensitive.
Yeah.
Where like, if people are starting to get hype, I'm starting to get really hype.
Of course.
Like, I get very like, like
you're
just kind
gonna
of,
have a good time.
Yeah,
too.
I'm gonna have a good time regardless. So it doesn't matter like if I have to drink or not or like whatever's happening. I can like get there.
Yeah.
I can fucking party. And I'm doing helicopter hands.
The whole night.
The whole fucking night.
The whole night.
But anyway, you guys, we had a couple
Pop culture. Like
pop culture hot topics.
Hot topics.
That we kind of wanted to hit for today's epi.
All right. First one is...
the devastating one.
Earth has lost an angel.
A true from above.
We lost Betty White at age 99.
It's almost like a crime for her to pass at that point.
Her birthday was in January.
Like 17th or something like that. Like it was so close for her to have passed like at this time. It's just like absolutely horrendous. And it's honestly just, it's the world stopped. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Like I saw it everywhere. Well, yeah. Like she really was truly like an icon, mm-hmm. a legend, and just absolutely incredible in the fact, like everything she stood for. She's so funny. She's a comedian.
She really was. She was a really strong female force. Mm-hmm. And
in a time that it was hard.
In a time that even wasn't harder for easy. Women.
You know what I mean? Like
Betty White always stood out.
Always. She's mm-hmm. always been. And we, it's just so funny because me and Laura just watched the proposal recently.
We did.
And
Where did we watch that?
At your house.
Oh, did we?
We literally were just like chilling.
I was
and we're
like, I did see that recently. Always a great movie.
It's just, it's always, it's
anything
never not
with
good.
Betty White is great.
Anything's great. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like seeing her in that, I was just like, dang, I'm never like, now watching a movie, it's going to be like, oh, rest in peace.
Yeah.
You know, but she's an angel and we are sending her family so much love.
You know what, Aaron, was so weird right before we went on our trip randomly. She said, when did Betty White pass away? And we and Ty were like, Aaron, she is still alive.
Wait, you're kidding.
Yeah,
I didn't know
she
that.
Said that. So when did she pass away? What year did she pass away? Or like what age? Wasn't uh-huh. she really old? And I was like, no, I think she's still like, here. I thought she was 100 already.
I thought she had already hit.
So I was like, no, she's like 100. And I was in Mexico, so I didn't know she had passed away. And Aaron sent me a text and said, oh, my
Aaron was shook.
God, she was so shook.
I would be
just
shook.
Talked about it. She was like, Betty White has passed away. And I was like, oh, I couldn't believe it. And I couldn't believe it because she just brought up and like that's how much so Betty crazy. White conversation is going on in our house. Not a lot. On a day-to-day basis.
No, totally.
So it was just like so ironic.
That's so, I did not know that at
strange,
all.
Strange, huh?
That's so, like she felt, he had a tingle.
She had a tingle.
She had a Spider-Man sense, a
the
tingle.
The universe spoke to her.
It did. It literally was like, this is the time to
yeah.
appreciate her mm-hmm. while she's still here.
Bring her up. Think about her.
Yeah, so we just want to send her love.
We want to send her love. Our next one isn't as...
No.
No.
Not even, no, like, not even
it's
close.
It's a different conversation.
It's a different combo. It's a doze vibe.
I have thoughts on
wait,
this
wait, which
next
one are we
one?
Talking about, actually?
We're talking about Tristan and Khloe Kardashian.
Ma'am.
I don't even know.
Like...
Girl...
Is anyone surprised?
I can't
say that I am.
No, because let me tell you something. So Tristan is the father of the baby that the trainer, wasn't she
a trainer?
She was a trainer. She claimed, I'm having your baby, dude. She was about to have the baby. She came out publicly. This is Tristan's baby. He cheated on Khloe. Mm-hmm. It's his baby. Of course, he denies it. But my thought process is, this woman got so much hate when she did that. Mm-hmm. If she knew it wasn't true, she would not have done that because at the end of the day, she knew there was going to be a test.
Like she knew it was going to actually happen.
So what's the point in making it up when you know the truth's going to come out? So I knew right then and there, I was like, this is true.
Is this the same one when she did the stories talking about like Drake and Kylie?
Those were not her stories.
Okay.
Those were photoshopped onto her page that people created.
I was going to be like, wait.
None of that was her.
Okay, good. So none of that was even.
Because at first I saw those stories. Some people made up fake stories like she was exposing the Kardashians because Tristan won't claim the baby. No, none of that happened.
Got it.
Because I looked on TikTok and then all the top comments are like shock, like this girl wants clout. And then when she scroll down, everybody's like, guys, these are Photoshop.
They're
guys,
not real.
None of these were real. And I was like, oh, okay. See how freaking dirty people do.
It's so fucking, it's trash.
It's
like
disgusting.
That's literally like the internet, which is
that
like,
is,
so sad.
And then people run with it and everybody thinks it's just true.
That's the crazy part is that they think that's the narrative that it goes with.
Yes.
What did you say the other day? You said something about like perception is reality.
It
fucking is.
Yeah. And people build other people's perception. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to build a bad perception on this woman and he's the father. And so he put out on IG story. Girl. Oh, turns out I am the father.
By the way,
I'm so sorry, Khloe.
I couldn't believe he even like apologized to Khloe because I was like, this is like
honestly,
such a
Khloe,
joke.
Though. Honestly, girl, how bad do we feel?
Oh, I don't like really feel bad at all.
At all. Like, girl.
Like, not
you know
and
who
I,
you're in a relationship.
I wish
with.
I felt worse yeah. about it because I'd be like, oh, darn. Like, I don't.
You know who this man is.
Because, like, at that point, it's like, okay, it's almost like you're doing it for a public facade at this point. You're just like, you're denying it for the public. And it's like, I understand like being madly in love with someone and like wanting to believe every fiber of the being.
Girl, but this has gone beyond that.
It's past.
Like,
but do you know what makes me feel even worse about?
People are on now making TikToks of all the women he's cheated on Chloe with. And it's like so many.
Do you listen now? Like, I feel like Jordan needs to be like vindicated in some way with this.
Yeah. She was, because, she like, got the first of it.
She got the first brunt and mm-hmm. no one, but like they didn't believe her. Mm-hmm. They were like, no. And then like she got exiled from the whole Kardashian Jenner clan.
Which is understandable because like, if you are flirting and being with another person's man that's in that family, like it's if weird. Someone did that in my family, they would probably wouldn't hang out either.
Oh, for sure.
But I know it was.
But like he kissed, the whole story was that like he had kissed her.
And
like
she didn't happened. Do anything?
I don't know.
Like, she's a part of it too, though.
No, definitely.
To some extent, definitely. But it was probably more.
But it was more on his end.
Yeah. And I think that they, well, like, they kept him in the family, but
that's
not
what I'm,
her.
That's what I'm trying to say, is that, like, I feel like the fact that they exiled her when he was the main issue constantly.
That's what people be doing, though. Like, that's what people be doing, though. What? You know what I mean? Like, yes. People do that all the time, and I think it's such bullshit.
But I think it's fucking
He should have been more exiled than Jordan. If anyone should have. Yeah. 100%. Like, if anyone should have been forgiven, not that no one necessarily has to be, mm-hmm. like, accepted back, definitely Jordan over him.
And that's what I'm saying. And the fact that, like, obviously, like, she's probably not friends with them still.
But, well,
like,
the thing it's just, is, like, she was more so friends with Kylie, and yeah. I'm sure that, like, hurt Kylie, so, like, they quit being friends. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And then that's Chloe's decision. Does she want him in and out? I guess it's not technically the whole family's decision.
Right.
Because for a long time, even when he came back, like, on the show, none of them liked him.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't actually watch the show.
Me either. Personally, but TikTok shows me all the clips, like the clips I need to see.
Yeah, you're like, I've gotten the clips. Yep. I know exactly what needs to be said and heard.
Yeah, but I agree. That's so wild to me. I think, well, one, Jordan got way more shit on and hate than she ever deserved.
She didn't deserve that. And
no,
not even close.
No way. She did not deserve that. Absolutely not. But also, that happens all the time when, like, any type of person with a social media following does one thing wrong. I mean, it just explodes where it's like, you know, your punishment is losing an amazing, or I don't even know if Kylie was an amazing friend. I'm assuming they were amazing friends, but I don't know. Your punishment is losing a friend, mm-hmm. not all the hate from the internet. That's my opinion.
That's, I feel like for me, like I feel like this guy could be wrong in this opinion, but I feel like it's because they want to believe the guy.
Yeah.
And they don't want to believe the woman.
Yeah.
And that's like the part that really fucking annoys me so much. It's like, why can't some of these fucking bitches just believe women?
Yeah.
Why can't they just believe what women say? Why can't they just believe in their story? And it's always like, oh, well, he's the like the player. He's a da da da. And like, he's like this successful person. Why would we ever believe Jordan?
But I will say, after that happened, the internet has not stepped off of his throat, because like he's always kind of had a bad rep.
Yeah.
You know, and then like so many more women. But I do feel like, to an extent, the more that this comes out, Jordan's like, yeah, girl, he does it with everyone.
I think she's getting vindicated in a way. Like a
little
bit.
I feel like people have moved past it with her as it is.
I do too. I feel like they're kind of like, oh, well.
As they should have.
It just brought it back though. Like that, like this situation bringing up, I'm like, Jordan got it way too bad. Like, way worse than she fucking deserved.
Way,
like, even
way
at the time, I was like, this is crazy. Yeah. This is fucking crazy.
That's what the internet does. They're really good at that. Like, when Kylie got canceled because of the Travis Scott thing.
Yeah.
This is what the internet does.
It's what they do. It's like, mm-hmm. they, like, are on the neck.
They're on the
And they
neck.
Aren't letting up on the trachea.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, honestly, it's honestly just really, really
honestly,
wild.
Honestly, Jordan, we're rooting for you.
We're rooting for you, Jordan. Honestly, we are freaking I'm rooting for her. And I know you are, too.
Not you.
We're not rooting for you. And we're not rooting for you, Tristan. We're so sorry, babes, but.
And as like, we're tired of waiting for Chloe to wake up.
I can't even feel bad anymore.
I was gonna say, do you think she will, though? Do you physically. Think she will? Do you think this is it?
I do.
Do you?
I do. I think this
Manny,
is it.
Manny, careful with those words.
Well, in 2 weeks, I would be like, Laura, I'm fucking,
you're
I'm
be
kidding.
So mad. You're gonna be so disappointed.
Like, you guys, I Chloe? Fucking, I can't believe this shit. No, but I feel like if him literally admitting, turns out, it's my baby.
It's my baby.
Then, and that she's still, no, I'm done. I'm fucking done. I have no hope left.
I don't know if I have hope for her.
I have hope right now. I feel like I'm like, oh, this is it. This
you feel
is
like
the
this
straw.
Is going to be the breaking point.
Yes, I feel like this is the straw that's going to break her back.
There's no way she's shocked. There's no way she's shocked.
No, she's not shocked. But she's definitely like, whole, I mean, hearsay. She's definitely thinking like, holy shit.
How many times has she thought, holy shit? It's been a lot.
Many times.
Yeah.
Many times. Mm-hmm. And now I think this is finally
remember that
time.
Video footage came out, I think, of him like hooking up with a girl at like a bar somewhere or something. I don't remember. Maybe that wasn't him. I don't want to spread a rumor.
Right. Like, I don't even remember that one. But regardless, Chloe, we wish the best for
Chloe,
you.
Chloe, see the light.
We need you to see the light, babes.
Mm-hmm. When you see the light, babes.
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 We need you to see the light.
It's time.
It's time.
Okay, we have one more little...
And this is our section. You know, okay, wait, it reminds me of SpongeBob.
Yeah! I was like, hey, no, Krusty, hey, Krab, Patty.
It's like, I don't know what you're saying.
That was the most iconic episode ever.
Okay, I didn't even like really watch SpongeBob like that, but I know that episode. I've seen it many times.
I was an avid SpongeBob watcher.
Were you?
Yeah, one time, it was so funny. I was a bridesmaid in a wedding, and all the bridesmaids were getting ready, flower girl,
and you had a
bride.
SpongeBob outfit.
Absolutely not. I never wore that. No.
Your outfit was SpongeBob.
I'm not 12. Anyways, I mean, I could be. Anyways, I don't know. But anyways, we were all in the room and someone was trying to put something on TV and then they stopped at SpongeBob and they were like, is this good? I was like, yeah, this is good.
This is great.
She goes, I was talking to the little flower girl. I was like, oh my God, I thought you were talking to like us. Like, I'm down.
This is great.
I'm like, I'm down, here. Little girl, if you're down. Are you down?
Are you down? The little girl's like,
we're down
I
for SpongeBob.
Watch.
She wants SpongeBob.
Yeah, she absolutely. Good, there we go.
I like SpongeBob.
That's so fucking funny.
Anyway.
Anyway, next topic.
What's our next topic?
It is Kim unfollowing Miley.
Oh,
after
I'm checking right now.
Go look. So apparently, so obviously like Miley did a New Year's Eve party, did the whole thing with Pete Davidson, it's a whole freaking shebang. And apparently this is the rumor mill that is turning that Kim unfollowed Miley. And when she was like-
Part of me is like, was Kim following Miley?
In the first place.
Because they do that to YouTubers all the time whenever they get canceled. They're like, ooh, this celebrity unfollowed this one.
And
but
it was
then
not
they
even
never
true.
Followed them.
Like, could this be true? Could this
Kim
not be
Kardashian
true?
Kim Kardashian is currently following Miley Cyrus.
Wait, what if she refollowed her?
She could have. She could have. I'm seeing if Miley does not follow Kim, but let me see how many people Miley follows, because you know how that goes. Oh, all right.
Does Miley follow
she
me?
She follows 800 people, but let me
she
see.
She doesn't follow me, though.
No. Oh, wait. No way. I did that wrong. Miley follows Kim. Sorry.
Laura.
I know.
Laura.
I know. I shouldn't be on this podcast. You need a new
Laura
host.
Fucking
get
Lee.
A new host. Yeah, she doesn't follow her, but Miley still follows Kim.
Oh, so Kim doesn't follow Miley.
No, but Miley oh. follows Kim. I got it backwards. I'm sorry.
Right.
I would
right.
be a really bad drama see, channel. I'd be like, I don't know
Me
what's
too.
Wrong.
I'd be like, so this is what I think had happened.
I'm
think,
not
perhaps,
sure, y'all.
Maybe. No, but because the thing is, I know with like, especially like with Miley fans, like they're so honed in, like they are like, oh. boom. So I feel like they would know. Or like same with Kim fans, or whatever, they would know if someone unfollowed someone.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like they'd be
so
like kind of
like
aware.
She probably was following her.
Yeah, so I feel like she probably was following her, and like suddenly she's not.
And now, okay, so allegedly, Kim and Pete are dating. I'm not sure. I believe that still.
I mean, we talked about this like last
time.
We
talked about
this
on another episode, y'all.
Nar.
But Miley's been making a lot of content with Pete. She's been on a couple shows with him, like a ton of content with him. Not necessarily dates, but content.
No,
them.
Yeah, or like being on shows together, like doing like Jimmy Fallon, like doing all that stuff.
And so, but they're honestly, saying like, Kim got jealous
and followed her.
And then followed her.
Part of me like literally wants Miley and Pete
honestly,
to be together.
It would
bad?
Be a the beautifulest train wreck I've ever seen
ever in our whole
my
lives.
Life. I wouldn't be mad at it.
I honestly wouldn't be either, and I mean, I'm not going to be a homewrecker, obviously. I'm not going to be like, yeah, fuck that. Like, I just feel like they would be a cool couple.
They would be the coolest. The coolest
like,
couple.
Like, they would be a cool... I feel like Pete and, like, Kesha would be a cool couple.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like... I feel like he needs a girl
That's
like
someone
that.
I haven't heard from in a long time.
I know. I haven't, like... I mean, since I did the... Oh, my God, I did a YouTube video with her.
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't heard, anything, like, publicly from
Same.
Her. Like, music.
Before
anything.
COVID.
No, in like 10 years.
In 10 years, yeah, great. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I remember, so it's so funny that you said, I brought Kesha because-
I've paid a lot of money to go to Kesha concerts. Oh, I'm like a huge Kesha fan, and that's why I say that.
No, literally, I am too.
Have
I
you ever been to her
music.
Concert?
Uh-huh.
Is
and it's
there?
Literally
crazy.
Crazy. So not Miley. Kesha was doing Kesha Cruises.
Okay.
So I remember, so this is, like, I did the collab with her pre-COVID.
Did you do the cruise?
No, because I was invited to go on the cruise, but then COVID hit. So then they haven't done the cruise since. And so now I'm like, shit.
Are they doing cruises again now?
What do you mean? In general?
Yeah.
They're doing cruises and they're so booked out years in advance now. Like 2 years
in advance. And are they actively like out in the ocean?
Uh-huh.
They're about to get stuck again.
Uh-huh.
I feel it in my bones.
Well, especially with what's going on like right now. Like it's getting a little even more wild. But like, yeah, so... And I've looked up gay cruises because like I want to go on like a gay cruise.
Manny wants to go on a gay cruise. So if any gay cruise line wants to put him on the cruise, they are booked.
They're booked.
He can't even get a ticket.
I can't even get a ticket for like 2 years.
So if any cruise lines are watching, put this.
Any gay cruise lines?
Any gay cruise lines. Put
Manny. I need like 3 tickets.
Put Manny.
Four, maybe.
He needs probably 4, I would say.
I need like 4 for the
gays. Give him 4 tickets.
I need the, but it's not even about the tickets, it's about the rooms, the cabins.
Ty said 5, he's going 2.
He's no, but like, because I've been on a cruise before and I had fun on the cruise, mm-hmm. but like I feel like it'd just be like a very different experience.
Oh yeah,
cruise.
You would love it.
I think I would have a lot of fun.
You would love it.
So I have to like finally go on one, but they're just so booked out, and I don't know how to fucking get tickets to it.
Well,
it's the cabins. They don't have no space. They have like physically no space.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, give me a ticket. It's like I need a bed.
Yeah.
To sleep on.
Well, with the ticket, I think you get a room.
Yeah.
You know.
There's no tickets.
Well. Anyways, that's our episode.
That's it. That's it for episode number 1 of 2022.
Number 1 of 2022.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And we hope you guys are having a fabulous new year, and we will catch you in our next episode.
Don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe.
You guys can watch this podcast.
Hit that bell.
If you're watching on YouTube, just know you can also listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you listen to podcasts is available.
Absolutely.
And if you're listening to it and you want to watch us, head over to our YouTube channel. It's at Full Coverage.
Yep. So easy. It's actually attached to our channels too. It's attached to our YouTube channels. And I feel like more people like our YouTube podcast episodes.
They like to see the
tea. They like to see the tea.
As well as hear the tea.
And hear the tea.
But we appreciate you guys.
We love you guys so much. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.